Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
A junkyard dealer was losing more through theft than he was selling, so he bought a dog, a mean one too, who not only barked, but bit as well. And to restrain the dog, the old man put him on a chain. When someone would climb over the fence and head for old auto parts, the dog would charge the intruder and run with teeth bared as far as his chain would reach. By the time he got to the end of the chain, the intruder had done a fast reverse and headed over the wall. In time, however, the dog knew just how far the chain reached, and instinctively, the dog would stop short of the end, thus saving his head from a vicious jerk. In time, however, the chain rusted out. Yet the junkyard dog would run the prescribed number of steps and throw on his brakes, not realizing the chain no longer constrained him, and he was actually free to roam wherever he chose. A lot of us, perhaps you included, are like the junkyard dog. You've had habits that have restrained you and held you shackled. Then you became a believer, and God broke those habits, yet you have trouble realizing you're really free and that you're no longer under the bondage of your sinful past. It may be memories that shackle you, or the feeling you're not good enough, or that you have a past. Paul told us if a person is in Christ, he's a new person. The old passes, the new life in Christ is your passport to freedom. I've never heard of a man really staying in prison when the jailer unlocked the door and went home. Yet I suppose that might well happen. Some folks, like Dr. Manette in Charles Dickens' Tale of Two Cities, are chained to their past, just as Dickens' character was, feeling more secure at his cobbler's bench as he had done in the Bastille than roaming freely the streets of Paris. Yet as Dr. Manette overcame the trauma of 18 years in prison, he conquered his past and became a kind, loving father who put his daughter's happiness above everything else. To break the chains of your past, you need to discover several truths. One, your feelings are not a barometer of your spiritual health. Remember the old junkyard dog felt like he had to stop as he had done for years when the chain restrained him. The promises of God's word that you are forgiven, that you are a new person, that the past is wiped out are facts, regardless of how you feel. So educate your feelings by marking the promises of God's word in your Bible, by proclaiming, "Hey, these have my name on them. I'm free. And what God has set free, no man or devil has the right to put in bondage." 2, when God forgives you, he wipes the slate clean as though you had never stumbled. Those who have seen Jim Gibson's powerful film, The Passion, know what happened when Christ died. But in a few phrases, Paul tells us what happened. Here it is. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. In other words, he paid the price of failure, which means you go free. The chains are gone. 3, restoration and healing are all part of what Jesus came to do. He's in the business of bringing liberty, not bondage. When Jesus' friend Lazarus came out of the grave, Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." Emotional healing is all part of the package. So when you hesitate to leave the junkyard of your past, remember, the chains are broken, and Jesus is saying, "Loose him, loose her, and let him go." If you're a junkyard dog chained to your past, then today's commentary has your name on it. God wants you to be free. I'd like to hear from you. Email reaches me at guidelines@guidelines.org. You have just heard Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Sala. Go to our homepage, guidelines.org.